Andrew is in Albuquerque. Thanks for listening, Andrew, and thanks for calling. What can Jimmy do for you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, I have a question in regards to a dialogue I had with a Protestant, and it was on the topic of the immortality of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some Protestants that believe, you know, that the soul, you know, after death, people are there on conscience and they go into this soul sleep, quote
right.
unquote. And, you know, I took him, we went through several areas of the Bible, and I took him through Hebrews chapter 11, where you read through all these, you know, you read through the faith of these Old Testament saints, and we got to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, where, you know, there's that statement there that says, since we have been surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, to me, that certainly points out that, you know, the communion of the saints, you know, we're being watched and prayed for. And, you know, his response to that, while that's not really what that's stating, you know, all that stating is that these people that are talking about this, that their lives were a witness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious, just based on that verse, is there any, like, history or maybe some Jewish tradition on maybe something of that type of statement, you know, a cloud of witnesses that kind of leads to prove maybe that kind of belief of, you know, of that time through Scripture, you know?
Okay. I'd have to do some checking, but as far as I'm aware,
okay.
No. This is an image that is come up with kind of on the nonce. It's something that the author of Hebrews has come up with himself. It's not a well-established biblical image, and so there's not a history of interpretation of it either in biblical writings or in Jewish writings, as far as I'm aware. Obviously, Christians have taken it in different ways. Some have taken it the way you're taking it. Others have taken it the way he's taken it. The same thing would have been true in Jewish circles, because while you had some Jews, like the Pharisees, who believed in the resurrection of the dead, you had other Jews, like the Sadducees, who didn't, who thought that not only are souls not conscious after death, but that they don't exist at all. And so they obviously wouldn't have interpreted Old Testament figures like this as constituting a present group of witnesses watching from heaven. So I would say that personally, I mean, I'd have to do checking to be sure, but I'm not aware of anything here, and I suspect anything I would find wouldn't be definitive. And so because this passage can be read in the sense that your friend is taking it, as it was their earthly lives where they bore witness rather than what they're doing right now in heaven, because it can be taken that way, personally, I wouldn't go to this passage to show consciousness in the intermediate state between death and resurrection. I'd go to other passages, and I talk about this in my book, A Daily Defense, so you might want to get that. But I go to passages like the Book of Revelation, where you see the martyrs under the altar in heaven crying out to God for justice. Well, they're martyred, so they're dead. And nevertheless, they're depicted as being conscious. Similarly, in the story of Lazarus and the rich man, Lazarus and the rich man and Abraham are having a conversation in the intermediate state. Now, you might say, well, that's just a parable, but Jesus' parables are populated with things that really exist, like sons and fathers and kingdoms and fig trees and mustard seeds and all kinds of things like that. And in the same way, we would expect his parable here to be something that's really out there in reality, like disincarnate souls that are having communication with each other. That's what we see here. It's what we see in passages like in 2 Maccabees. Now, if your friend is Protestant, he's not going to accept this as Scripture, but it does show that ancient Jews believed in the immortality of the soul and in consciousness after death. Not all of them, because the Sadducees didn't, but many of them did. And this is an example of that when Judah Maccabee sees the deceased high priest Onias and the deceased prophet Jeremiah in heaven talking and doing things. But fundamentally, a text that you can agree on as an authoritative text that we as Christians need to take seriously, look at the Book of Revelation. Not only is there the martyrs under the altar, there are also later on in the book, individuals who are coming up out of the Great Tribulation on earth. They've been killed for their faith, and they're experiencing glory in heaven, and it's before the resurrection of the dead. And so all of that makes it clear that souls continue to be conscious and aware and to do things prior to the resurrection.
All right, Andrew, does that get at what you were seeking?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very good. Glad we could assist you with that. Thanks for calling Catholic Answers Live.